coc.net.
Draw me near to where you are. I wanna be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory in your presence. That's where I always want to be. I just want to be, I just want to be with you. I just want to be where you are, in your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory in your presence. That's where I always want to be. I just want to be, I just want to be with you.
Amen. That's where we want to be, with our Father. Amen. Great to see everyone this morning, especially if you're a guest. Thanks for being here, being a part of our assemblies today. We want you to know that you're welcome. Glad that you were able to be a part of this today. And if you're passing through, you're going somewhere else, and you happen to stop in today, we want you to know that you're welcome. And anytime you come through our area, make sure you stop and see us. And if you're a guest and from our area, from town, you're here today visiting with us, thank you so much. We want you to know that you're welcome. Come back anytime you have a chance. This is kind of a special week for us. Coming up this Saturday, we're going to have something that we have had annually for a while now in our Ladies' Day. And that is always such a wonderful thing for our congregation, very uplifting and encouraging. And of course, I encourage all of our ladies to be a part of that, and I hope, I assume that all of you will. But also remember that this is one of those opportunities when a neighbor, a co-worker, someone close to you, you could bring to be exposed to your sisters in Christ, but also be exposed to a lot of good teaching and that sort of thing. So keep that in mind for Saturday. Looking forward to that. And you men, I don't know how many men we need to cook. I know we're already lining all that up, but we cook pork steaks. We're going to cook something for you. I think it's pork steaks that we're going to cook for you. I say we. You understand what I mean, right? That's like when I go fishing with some of you guys. I say, we caught 10 when y'all caught 9 and I caught 1. But anyway, you understand what I'm talking about. All right. We're going to cook pork steaks for you. So looking forward to that. Also, want you to know that sometimes life just throws little things at you, and it gets a lot better here on this earth. Anybody else that situation? Just the other day, Kendra lets us know that I am soon to be Papaw, and Teresa will be Grandma. She is wanting another word besides Grandma. So if some of you can help her out there, you know, I don't know what she wants to be called, but she thinks Grandma makes her sound gray-haired, and I don't know, you know. But anyway, I don't care what they call me, just call me. Call me and let me know we got one. What'd you say? Granny. Hey, Granny? No. No, she's not going to go for Granny either. So anyway, we've been encouraging them for a while, and they finally got on the ball. But anyway, tickled about that. I don't know why I had to tell you that. I just want to tell you that. Because sometimes life is a little better than it used to be, all right? But I understand that not all the time. Life is not always good. As a matter of fact, as I live in this earth and as time goes on, what I'd really like to do is fly away. That's what I'd like to do. And I thought about that. Then I wanted to share some thoughts with you. And of course, our song that we sang, matter of fact, we sang a few minutes ago, some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away. All right? To a home on God's celestial shore. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going to fly away. And so this morning, I don't know what's got you down. I don't know what kind of struggles you're going through. And maybe you're even, Forrest Gump's Jenny would go out into a cornfield and pray, Lord, make me a bird fly far, far away. All right. Maybe you've got some stuff going on today, and what you'd like to do is you'd like to pray, Lord, make me a bird and fly far, far away. Which, by the way, is a pretty accurate biblical thing to say. Did you guys know that? I mean, I don't know if you knew that that's where Jenny got that. It's actually from Psalm 55. And this is what the psalmist says. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy and at the stares of the wicked, for they bring down suffering upon me and revile me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assail me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. And I say, oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Make me a bird, fly far, far away. What I'd like to do is just have wings so I could get away from all this. That's not far from the truth, actually. The stuff you're going through this life, no matter what it is, I want you to know, the truth is, make me a bird, fly far, far away. That's pretty close to what's going to happen. And I want to encourage you with some words. This is over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And you're welcome if you'd like to read along with me in whatever, in your Bible or device, whatever you have that you'd like to read. Because there might be some context there that you'd like to read. But I'm going to read verses 13 through 18 as Paul describes or explains something that I think will be very encouraging to you. He says, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. Now, it depends on what version you're reading there. Some of them will say, and just come out and say it, that I want you to be sad when people die. And that's basically what he just said. I don't want you to be all sad because people die, right? Or to grieve like people who don't have any hope after they die. And that's his point, right? And he says, we believe that Jesus died and that he rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. You see the picture? What Paul is saying, I don't want you to be all sad because somebody's died. It's okay if they died because we believe that Jesus died, but he rose again. And because he did that, the people that died, they're going to rise again too. This is not the end of it. And then he says, it's according to the Lord's own word. We tell you that we who are still alive, do you think Paul thought he would be alive when Christ came again? According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive and who are left till the coming of the Lord, oh, I don't know if he always did, but at least when he wrote this, he had a pretty good idea Christ was coming back soon. He thought, oh yeah, I'm still going to be walking around when Christ comes again. But evidently, that didn't happen. But we still know that what he says is true because he says this. We will certainly not, those who are still, I might be you. You might make it until the Lord comes again. Might be me. We might still be alive, but it doesn't matter. His point is, if we're still alive, we'll not go before those. In other words, we're not going to go and they're going to be stuck here. No. That's not the way it's going to work. Because for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. In other words, they're going to rise. It's not the end of it. And after that, we who are still alive. In other words, the people that are still alive, they also will be caught up together with them in the air, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. Make me a bird fly far, far away? Actually, pretty close, isn't it? Because what happens is, and matter of fact, I love the way he closes that. I'm going to close this lesson out with that in about an hour, okay? But this is what he says at the end of it. I'm just kidding about that. Two people got up and started to leave. Just kidding about that, right? Therefore, encourage one another with these words. His point was, some of y'all are all worried and tore up about somebody that died. Now listen, it's okay if they die. That's all right. Because everybody, if they're God's child, will rise to be with the Lord in the air and be with him forever. It's an encouraging thing. Don't cry about it. Don't be ignorant about it. Don't wonder. It's okay because anybody who is God's child is going to fly far, far away. That's what he has promised us. And so this morning, I'd like to just encourage you with some words found here in this, in Paul's words in Thessalonians, right? And so I hope that maybe I can say some things that will be encouraging to you. Now, if you find yourself thinking, wow, I'd like to have that, and I'm not ready for that, okay. That might not be very encouraging to you, I understand. But it also, maybe more than encouraging, might be a little bit challenging. And that's okay too. Think about what Paul says as he encourages us this morning. First of all, when he says, hey, this is going to happen, right? We're going to meet the Lord. We're going to fly away. I want to discuss a couple of things about it. First of all, I'd like to talk about who. Because evidently, as I'm reading this, not everybody will get to fly away and be with the Lord forever, right? There are some things he does point out, though, isn't there? I mean, there's some ideas. And he said, now listen, it's the people that died. If they're God's child, they're going to be part of that also. But it also says those that are still alive when Christ comes, that are his child, they're going to be, in other words, what I'd like you to see is there's some people that are going to be reserved for this kind of a journey, trip. You get to go on this ride, okay? That's going to happen for you if you're God's child, whether you die before he comes back or if you're still alive when he does come back. I thought about this verse also, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. It kind of sobers me, all right? Sobers me a little bit. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. In other words, this glorious time I'm talking about evidently is not for everybody, but it is only for those who decide to be and follow God's way. All right? And so this morning, I want to encourage you with the words, but I also want to challenge you a little bit. Because if you're just living your own way and doing your own thing and not following the Lord's way and his will on this earth, then please don't think that, well, it's going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay. Not even everybody who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Let alone those who will not ever say, Lord, Lord. But even those who sometimes say, Lord, Lord. If they don't do what the Father says, the will of the Father, then listen, it's not going to be a glorious time for just everyone. So I want to encourage you with the words, but also want to challenge you with the words to make sure that, oh, this we want this to be a glorious day. Be prepared when our Lord comes back. So another point about it, though, when I think about this idea of flying away, this is another thing he says, and that is I'd like you to think about how. How is this going to happen? You know, are we all going to have little wings? What is going to take place? Make me, you know, give me the wings of a dove so that I can fly away. Well, actually, the idea is that Christ comes down. This is all possible because of our Lord. He has the power to do that, all right? And when he's talking about how, it says the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a voice, with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God. He's going to be the one who's going to cause all this to happen. And if he says I can fly, I'll fly. If he says I'm going to meet him in the air, fine with me. That's where I'm going, all right? In other words, he's going to be the one that's going to take care of this. And really, if you think about it, isn't he the one that does everything? I mean, if you think about it, how will your sins be taken away? How will you receive forgiveness? How will you know or see or follow an example that shows you how to follow our Lord? Everything comes back to Christ, to thinking about our Lord. He's the one who provides it all. How? Well, it'll all be God's doing. It'll all be our Lord's doing. Now, I thought about this verse. This is over in John chapter 14. There was a reason Jesus said these words. Because there was a lot of people who were getting really upset about things that were happening at the time, right then, all right? And a matter of fact, even his closest followers were all tore up about things he said were going to happen. Mainly, I'm going to have to be killed, right? They didn't like that. I'm going to have to go away. They were all tore up about that. And this is what he tells them and what he tells us today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Don't get all anxious about this, all right? Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. And if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. If that weren't the case, I'd have told you that. But it is the case. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back to take you to be with me, that you can also be where I am. He's not going to leave us here alone. Our Lord's going to come back for us. How is this going to happen? Well, it's all about Jesus. He's going to come back for us. We doing good? Thing good? Okay. All right. He's going to come back for us. Also, there's a couple of verses that I thought about when I think about the idea of where. All right. this place that we have, okay? Now, according to what Paul says, this is a place that is not on this earth. Matter of fact, Peter's pretty clear about what's going to happen to this earth. Anybody know? Oh, it's just all going to be burned up and destroyed. Okay, so where is it going to be? What's going to happen? Well, this is something he said. You know, our purpose is like, well, heaven's up. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess in a certain way, yeah, that's exactly right, because this is what Paul says about it. It says they will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, you know, whatever you want to say, you got to say this. It's not going to be here, okay? It's going to be somewhere that's up or beyond this earth. It's not going to be this earth. Matter of fact, there's this idea of a new heaven, new earth. Read it several times. It's something new, something different. It's not going to be like it is now. And I like you to think about it, because it's the new place. It's something different than what you experience now. What I have come to understand that is so encouraging and so uplifting to me is that I know that I don't have to look like I do now. And Lance was saying, well, you're a pretty good looking old fellow. Well, thanks, Lance. But that's not my point, right? My point, the things I go through, the breaking down of the body, the losing of the hair, the saying the wrong things. Okay, all of that has to do with now and physical, all right? But when this happens, when this time comes that our Lord comes again, it's going to be something new. Even your body will be something new. See? Won't ever have to cough like that. There you go. It'll be something new. Here's a couple of verses that talk about it. First of all, Philippians chapter 3, verses what was read a few minutes ago, verses 20 and 21. This is what Paul says about it. He says, our citizenship in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. We can all say amen to that, right? Eagerly, we don't think about every day. It's what we wake up, getting us through our day, is the idea that our Lord is coming back. We're eagerly awaiting a Savior from Him, from there. And this is what he says about who, by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, in other words, has all this power, He will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. Now, you may be thinking right now, well, what's wrong with my body? I'm all right, you know. And that's not, he's not trying to put your body down. That's not the point of it. The point of it is that this lowly thing you have, this physical body you have, that's all going to change. This is the way Paul would put it. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, this body you have is a lowly thing made out of flesh and blood. That's not going to go on. That will stop. Matter of fact, he says about it that it is perishable, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. In other words, the perishable stuff can't last forever. What you have within you is something that lasts forever. It's imperishable. And that is the part that God will have with him. And it's the transformation. And he says it's a mystery, right? I tell you a mystery. We are not all asleep, but we will all be changed. There we go again. This idea of some people are going to still be walking around when Christ comes again. Not all of them going to die, but everybody will be changed, right? In the flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead and will be raised imperishable. And we will all be changed. So, if you're like me, and you've got, I don't know what they call it, but I just woke up the other day. Well, it kind of worked into it a little bit. And all of a sudden, I get this terrible tingling down the right side. And it starts in my hip and goes all the way down to my foot. And Pam's diagnosing right now. Okay, got it. Okay. And all of a sudden, it's not just the little tingling feeling. It's severe pain feeling. Then I can't sit. Oh, well, you got to get up. I can't stand up. Well, you need to walk a little. I can't walk. What can I do? Well, you can't drive the car. Oh, everything. Oh, anybody got any pains? You know what I've noticed is that when I talk about my pains, I never can outdo the other guy. Man, I got this pain. They say, oh, yeah, but that you ought to see what. Oh, okay, well. You're worse than I am, I understand. Okay. I live in a world where pains, sorrow, and struggles, and we got heart issues and lung issues and muscle issues and sciatic nerves pinched and stuff in your back. Okay, yeah, that's because you are in a perishable vessel. What you're experiencing will not last forever. That is the lowly part, the perishable part. But what God has in mind will live forever. Okay? It is something that is imperishable, and you will all be changed. In a twinkling of an eye, it's going to happen like that. This, all of this will be gone. So I want to encourage you with those words. Whatever struggles and pains you're feeling today, don't worry. Those will all be gone. He says we'll have new bodies. He also says we'll have new buddies. And you might be thinking, well, that's kind of corny, Rick. Well, it's a B, right? Bodies, buddies. See, that's why it says, but friends, I put buddies up there because things are going to be different there, all right? Have you thought about who's waiting in the kingdom of heaven? Now, you maybe say, well, yeah, God, of course, Christ. Yeah, I'll get to that in a minute. I mean, that's overwhelming to think about being in the presence of the Creator, okay? I'm just talking about the other people who are going to be there. I mean, it's interesting sometimes. You read verses and you just pass right over them and don't think anything about them. How would you like to sit down at the table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob? Now, there's some different people than I usually eat with. I've eaten with some pretty fine people, but wow, to sit down at the table in the kingdom of heaven, all right, take place at the feast with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, wow. In other words, I don't think he's just pointing out those three so that you can't think about anybody else. I think he's saying just think about who's in heaven, all right? Just think about that place. Your surroundings will be totally different. Your bodies will be different. Your buddies will be different. Also, have you ever thought about the blessings that are in store? Now, I want you to come back tonight. Right? Those of you that are thinking, well, I can't wait till this is over so I can go home. Okay, don't worry about that because you got to come back tonight. Because tonight what I want to deal with is something that everybody gets to do. When I say get to, sometimes I mean have to, all right? So come back tonight because a lot of these things that we're talking about, they are wonderful and blessed for Christians. But everybody has to face certain things. And it's not going to be so wonderful and blessed for everybody. So come back tonight and we'll talk more about that. But have you ever thought about the blessings that are offered in Christ and what it means when this life is over? This new place has some blessing. Now, one of the parts, and I've deliberately stayed away from Revelation because there's so many things in Revelation that are, well, they're a revelation. They're a story or a words that are said that symbolically mean or are describing something else. But here's some things he talks about in Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. And you've probably read this before. But notice what he talks about. He says, the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal. Now, he's describing this idea of the kingdom of heaven, what heaven's going to be like. And this is, and think about it. We've got water, and it's crystal clear, and it gives life. Now, if you lived, especially in the places where John lived when he was writing this letter, when he was telling about this revelation, if you said, listen, I know where you can go and you can get crystal clear water, everybody'd want to go. Because hey, crystal clear water, they didn't even know what that meant, right? To see that, they didn't have any purification system. It was just kind of a, you drink out of a mud hole type deal. But, I mean, they were a priest. They had their water. No. This is crystal clear water that gives life. And then he says about it, as it's coming down from the throne of God and the Lamb down the middle of the street, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding fruit every month. Now, why would he say that? There are some things that everybody has to have. You know that? One is water. The other is food. Now, in this place, there is no need to ever worry about water or food because that's just laying around. Now, whether that is something that the revelator is, he's just describing what he's seeing. So I don't know if it was given him as something that was, listen, it's literally going to be there. I don't know about that, but I do know this. What he is describing is a place where you don't have to worry about the fundamentals. The things that have kept you so worked up during this life. No, those are all taken care of. Water, food, no issue. That's going to be there all the time. It never goes away. And he says that even those trees have healing for the nations. Water, food, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more, all the healing you want. Everything given. You'll be taken care of. There is nothing that you think about, something to worry about. Well, I haven't got anything anymore, because he's taking care of those worries. This is what he says about it. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like. This is what it's like when this life is over. Not only do you not have any more worries and cares of this world, but you'll be in the presence of the Lord himself, the one who would give anything for you, the one who provided everything for you. You will be in his presence, and you will get to serve him. You will get to be there in his presence. And of course, as is mentioned in many cases, you can praise him all you want. You can be in his presence all you want, because he will be there. Interesting that he even describes something as elementary as light. We won't need any lights there. We won't need a light lamp, because God's there. Everything will be lit up. We don't darkness. And then he says they'll reign forever and ever. New place with new bodies, new buddies, and brand new blessings. Some you'll never have to worry about anything else. Now, so today, if you're all down in the dumps and things are going rough and you're having a struggle just getting through your day, and you got all these struggles, maybe it's health, maybe it's relational, maybe it's both, maybe it's all financial, whatever your struggles are today, can you just back up for me a minute and say, Lord, make me a bird fly far, far away. I just want to fly away. I just want to be in the Lord. I just want to meet the Lord in the air and be with him forever. That's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I'm striving for. Matter of fact, that gets me through my day. That gets me through my week, gets me through my year. And even when things as great as Kendra's news, all right, when those things happen, I realize that that baby, that mama is going to have a birth with pain because of sin. That child will have to live in this world where there's struggles and pains and sorrow just like everybody else. But when this one is gone, what we have in store for us is so much better. Amen? So no matter what you're going through, and even if you get good news, remember, oh, it's just temporary stuff, because what our Lord has in mind for us is eternal, okay, last forever. Now, let me go back one more time and read these words with you. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with the loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now, after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, that is going to happen. Remember, when we see a therefore, we want to ask ourselves, what is it? Therefore, right? Because this is going to happen. Because of our Lord coming back, because he is going to be here, because this loud command is going to happen, this voice of the archangel, this trumpet call, and everybody's going to think about it and see that Christ is here. When that happens, therefore, encourage one another with these words. If you've read those words this morning and thought about that Lord coming back, and those are anything but encouraging, matter of fact, you're dreading that because you are scared to death to face the one who you've been ignoring. You've not been living for him. Maybe this morning you're thinking, wait a minute, I believe that Christ is coming back again. Why am I living like this? I want to be and have what he has in store for me when this life is over. And yet I'm living like this is it. Like this temporary time I have. Why am I living for that? I should be putting God in his ways first, because our God is coming back. And I want to be prepared, and I hope you are also. So this morning, if you're not, and you know you're not, it's time for you to give your life to Christ. What are you waiting on? Make sure that he is the center. He is the purpose for your life. Make him the Lord of your life. Confess Him as your Lord. Put Him first. Be buried into Christ through baptism. There's water here this morning. You could be immersed into Him before you leave this building. Make sure He's at the center of your life. Repent of that old way. Put it all behind you. No more living like that. From this point on, we put God as number one because we just want to be with our Savior. Make me a bird. Fly far, far away. I just want to be with my God. This morning, if you're not prepared for that day, make sure that we do whatever we got to do to be with Christ and have a relationship with Him. If you need to respond, Christ calls you to come to Him as together we stand and sing this song.
SalemCoc.net